Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset Podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at EB Academics. Thanks so much for listening and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. So recently my husband and I have been working through this parenting class for parents who have children with anxiety. And my son struggles with anxiety a little bit and I'm, you know, apple tree to say the least. I struggle with anxiety myself as well. And one of the things that was taught to us that I found to be really fascinating, actually really helpful and supportive for our son through his anxiety and things like that, that might be beneficial for you if you struggle with anxiety, but also with your students as well, especially with working with middle school students. And that is this concept of when we are nervous, right? Many of us feel nervous. Many of us feel anxiety around a variety of different things, but especially new things. And, you know, as we're heading into the end of the year, you know, if you have eighth graders, they're heading off to high school, fifth graders, maybe you're going up into sixth grade or going on to a different campus, right? There are all kinds of changes. And that there is this concept that it's normal to feel nervous and we do it anyway. So I'll give you a perfect example. We had a opening day for baseball season here, and my son is 5.5. He's the youngest one on the team, and he really did not want to walk in the parade, like did not want to participate in the parade. And one of the things that we're being taught is to not accommodate his anxiety because that feeds into it. So it's just this certain school of thought. This is how we're choosing to parent our child. And you may have a totally different opinion, and that's 100% fine. And one of the things that helped him get through that is letting him know, you know, a lot of the other kids here also feel that way. And this is just a normal, nervous feeling, and you can do it anyway. And so it's just this idea of offering to our brains, to our students, that it's normal to feel this way, and we get to do it anyhow. So I'm not sure if that will support you with your students, support you with yourself, support you with maybe you have your own children that are struggling through some anxiety, but it's really helped me too with being afraid of flying and some fears that I have when I start to feel that feeling of nervousness, anxiety, that it's normal to feel that way and I get to choose to do it anyways. So hopefully that serves you on this Monday, and here's to another great week of living intentionally.